Yesterday, I went to pick up my son from soccer practice, and as we walked back to the car, he just broke down crying. Now, my son's 9 years old. This isn't normal for him to just randomly start crying. But the problem was that he was playing soccer at this 1 week soccer clinic. It was the first day of soccer clinic, and it was really hot. It was way hotter than what he is used to dealing with because we just moved to Tennessee from Virginia, and it has just been brutally hot. In fact, a few days ago, the heat index was 111. That's what it felt like outside, which is just nuts to me. And it's so humid. And my son's never played an outdoor sport during the summer. The last couple of years, he's been swimming. He wanted to try soccer, so that's why he's at this soccer clinic. When I picked him up, he was just lethargic and he was just so hot and so tired. And I got him in the car and got him cooled off and we were talking about it. And he told me how he really liked the soccer part, but he was just so hot and so overheated, he couldn't do anything. And that really got me thinking about the stories that we tell ourselves. Because we moved here recently, less or a little over a month ago, and it's been so hot, so much hotter than what we're used to. But yet my wife and I, we've kind of told ourselves these stories about like, well, it's fine. We can stay inside, spend time together, or we get to spend a lot of time at the pool because it's so hot. And we kind of come up with these things that we tell us to deal with the fact that it's just so hot. And it's an okay thing. We can deal with it, right? And we tell ourselves these stories to try to change this bad thing into a good thing. And my son did the same thing with the heat, is once he realized how hot he was and how much he was sweating, and it was just so much hotter than what he's used to, he started telling himself that, it was too hot, it was too hot, it was too hot. And I know that because today, when I picked him up, it was totally different. When I picked him up, he was running around. Practice was over. I got there a couple minutes late and practice was over, but he was still running around, kicking the soccer ball with a new friend of his. Now, same practice, 2 hours. They did the same type stuff. It's just as hot outside, but he was totally different. Now, we did a couple practical things of making sure he had enough water and all that, but he had that the day before. The thing is I talked to him about how he can deal with the heat and how if he plays through it, if he pushes through it, he'll acclimate to the heat, he'll get used to it, and that over time it'll get better. And to focus on, just trying to have a good time, slow down if he's getting too hot, that kind of stuff. And what I realized is he was telling himself a different story now about the heat, that he can deal with it, that the other kids are doing it, so he'll be able to acclimate to it too. And so when I picked him up, he was totally fine. Now, of course, it takes more than 24 hours to acclimate to new heat. What it is he was dealing with the heat in a different way because he was telling himself a different story. And that's what I want to talk about today when we're looking at how you can get more writing done, is what stories are you telling yourself about how you get your writing done, when you can get your writing done, how much time you have to get your writing done that just aren't true. And I want to help you identify some of those and start busting some of those lies you're telling yourself and turn these bad things that you're telling yourself that are bad situations, turn them into good and try to find those times to write in your schedule that right now you're telling yourself that you don't have. So the first thing I want to tell you to do is make a list of your entire schedule for a week, Monday through Saturday or Sunday through Saturday. Write down and account for every hour of the day. So if you sleep during, a certain time of day, write that down. If you're at work a certain time, write that down. If you're at lunch, I want you to account for where you're at, what you're doing every hour of every day, Sunday through Saturday. And just take a typical week. I know each week's going to be different, but just take kind of a typical week. What are you doing on Friday night? What are you doing on Thursday morning? Every day of the week. Write it all down. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go through and experiment with cutting things out. And I want you to imagine that somebody has broken into your house and they put you in front of that schedule that you've just created and they make you start cutting things out or changing things to get your writing done. I always think about that scene in the movie Fight Club where Brad Pitt's character takes this guy to a convenience store and pushes him out the back door into an alley and puts a gun to his head and ask him what he wanted to do with his life. And of course, it wasn't work at a convenience store. And for this guy, it was to be a veterinarian. And so Brad Pitt's character tells him that he's going to check in on him. And if he's not on his way to becoming a veterinarian, he's going to kill him. And so the guy runs off into the night. And basically, I forgot exactly what was said, but the idea is that Brad Pitt feels like he just gave him a new freedom to chase what he'd always dreamed of doing. Now, of course, that's pretty dramatic. We don't want that to actually happen to you. But put yourself through that thought experiment. If you actually want to be a writer and you're not getting as much writing done as you would like to or you need to actually chase that dream, let's go through your schedule and I've got a gun to your head and let's decide on what can get cut out, what can change. Now, for me, one of the first things that I looked at was my sleeping patterns. Now, I've tried lots of different things and I started looking at when I got up in the morning and when I went to bed at night. And I started thinking, well, what if instead of going to bed at 11 and getting up at 7, I went to bed at 9:30 and got up at 4:30? Now, in a practical sense, I'd lose 1 hour of sleep, but there's plenty of studies that show that 7 hours of sleep is enough. And so what if I started doing that? Go to bed a little earlier, get up earlier. Now, when I talk about this, people often assume I'm a morning person. That is not the case. Every morning, 4:30, I hate getting out of bed. But what I found is if I get up early enough, I can get my day started and I can get a lot of my creative stuff done before anybody else has woken up. And I don't have any distractions with phone calls, emails, all that kind of stuff. And so for me, making that change, I had to change the story I told myself about what it meant to get up early in the morning. Because for the longest time, I told myself, you know, I'm not a morning person. I hate getting up early. You know, everything I've tried has failed, blah, blah, blah. But once I started changing the story I told myself about that early morning time and started telling myself, well, hey, that's time that I could write and get closer to my goals of what I would get done with my writing. And that's time that I can build my business. And that's this time where nobody's going to call me and there's no kids asking me to make them breakfast. I can get all that stuff done. And I changed the story I was telling myself. It made it so much easier to get out of bed in the morning. Now, I'm not telling you have to get up at 4:30. I would never give such specific advice to anybody. What I'm telling you is, what parts of your day are you telling yourself can't change, but they could actually change? So that hour you spend every day at work going out to lunch with your friends, could you take your laptop to a coffee shop and get a good 45 minutes of writing done instead? Now, you may be telling yourself, well, I need that time to relax, or I really like to spend time with my friends or whatever, but is that really honestly true? If I put a gun to your head, could you give that time up? Same thing, maybe you should be writing right before you go to bed. Instead of going to bed at 11, go to bed at 10 with your laptop and write for an hour until you fall asleep. Again, you can tell yourself all kinds of stories about what that time means to you and what you're supposed to do during that time. But is it true? Is it a hard and fast rule? Is the story you're telling yourself something that's absolutely true? So I want you to look at that schedule you made and start. If I put a gun to your head, what could you give up and what could you change? Make a list, okay, of everything. Now, you know, we have to play around with this because maybe you eat dinner with your family every night. And yes, if I put a gun to your head, you could give that up. But, you know, you don't, it's really, really important to you. You don't want to give it up. Okay, well, that goes at the bottom of the list of things you would give up. So we want to put in order of least important things you're changing or giving up to most important things, okay? So when you make that list, number two, I put a gun to your head. What could you change or give up? Make it that list in that order. Now, number three, in most cases, you're probably waiting for me to say, okay, now make those changes. You know, I put a gun to your head. You said you could change it, so make those changes. No. That's not what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you to just pick one of them and make that change for just 1 week. That's all I'm telling you. Make that change for just 1 week. Instead of going out to lunch with your friends Monday through Friday this week, take your laptop, get some writing done. And then on Saturday, weigh what's more important to you. Do you really miss that time with your friends at lunch? And is that more important than getting your writing done? If it is, that's absolutely fine. Let's go to the next thing on your list and see if giving that up would be worth it. There's somewhere in your schedule, if writing is truly important to you, if becoming a writer, getting your writing done, getting your book done is truly important to you, There are things that you can change. There are things you can cut out in your life. And you have to experiment to find which ones are the right ones for you. And so I'm all about experimenting. In the original post talking about writer productivity, I talked about how you should look at your life as the lab and you're just running experiments. These are not emotional things. You aren't going to beat up on yourself if something doesn't work. This isn't about really trying to use your willpower or putting the guilt trip on you to get this stuff done. It's about experimenting with your schedule and see where you can fit writing in and then fit it in and try it for a week to see how it feels, to see how it works. If it works, keep on doing it. If you want to try something else, try something else. Merely the going through the process of looking at it and trying to get your writing done for 5 days in 1 week is going to change the way you're looking at your schedule. It's going to change how much writing you're going to get done, and it's going to change your motivation to keep on going. And that's why this is so effective. I'm not asking you to change something forever. I'm not asking you to get your book done in the next 3 weeks. What I'm asking for you to do is look at your schedule, find one or two little changes, and then change those just enough to get some more writing done, to get a little bit closer to your goal than what you are now. And these things snowball, and you don't worry about that. You just focus on the next thing. You know, just like my son's doing with his soccer and I'm doing with the crazy heat of living in Tennessee, we have these stories that we tell ourselves, and we have the power to change good situations into bad and bad situations into good by the stories we tell ourselves. And you're doing it every day with your schedule, just like I am. So the goal is, let's find those times that you can change and give back to your writing so you can get closer to getting your writing done. Now, here's what I want you to do next. I want you to do this once you go through this exercise. Then I want you to email me and let me know what you think about this. Did it work for you? Did it not work for you? What did you try? What didn't work? I want to make sure this content I'm giving you actually gets you closer to your writing productivity goals. So give it a try. I'd love to hear from you on how it works, and I'll see you next time.